This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's spin you around the NFL after the weekend that was. Our first look back at all the action, our fastest 16 minutes. Now, we normally do this at the top of the hour right at 3 o'clock. Noah Brown came on at that time, so it's really going to have to be the fastest 11 minutes. Slightly smaller segment here, but let's get after it. We'll breeze through these games. The Bengals were leading the Eagles most of the way. I was busy at the stadium, and so I didn't even realize until after that the Eagles had come back and blown them out. 37-17, maybe they got right in the second half of this game. Saquon Barkley ran for 108. Jalen Hurts breaks out for 235 and a touchdown through the air. Devontae Smith had a 45-yard touchdown catch for Philadelphia. For the Bengals, they're 3-5. They basically have to go 7-2 the rest of the way to have an opportunity.
There's your summary right there. Philadelphia kind of finally found their stride, both offensively and defensively. Jalen Hurts had three rushing touchdowns and threw for one as well. Philadelphia looked awesome down the stretch of that game.
The Cleveland Browns behind Jameis Winston beat the Baltimore Ravens. Any given Sunday game of the weekend here, there's always going to be one of these in the NFL. Winston nearly threw a game-losing interception that was dropped by Kyle Hamilton, and then moments later threw the game-winning touchdown, snatching victory out of the jaws of defeat. 334-3 for Winston. It's almost like going away from Deshaun Watson was a good thing for the Browns.
Yeah, so the Ravens got the bad end of this. This is a scheduling type of faux pas. Like, if you played them a week ago, they'd have blown them out. But they played them this week, and you get the, we're free of Deshaun Watson. Oh, my God, I'm having so much fun. And welcome to the Jameis Winston experience, by the way. Next week, it'll be three touchdowns and seven picks or two fumbles, and, you know, he'll eat his fingers or something. But it's a wild ride when that guy plays quarterback.
Watson does have a torn Achilles tendon, I should point out. So don't want to kick him while he's down. But it was just very apparent.
Yeah, it's obvious.
He was the biggest issue.
They're thrilled to not have him be their quarterback.
With that team. Let's go to Detroit, where the Lions were home winners 52-14. Jared Goff threw for 85 yards, and the Lions scored 52 points. This team is a wagon. They are great on special teams. They run the heck out of the ball. Jahmyr Gibbs, 11 for 127. David Montgomery, 9 for 33 and a touchdown. They've got great weapons. Laporta, a touchdown. Khalif Raymond, a touchdown. Their second tight end, Brock Wright, caught a touchdown. Amon-Ra St. Brown caught a touchdown. They have, week to week, running backs throwing touchdowns, tackles catching touchdowns. Ben Johnson alert. The Lions, a juggernaut.
Jared Goff threw for 85 yards in the game. In a game which they scored 52 points in. Tells you everything you need to know right now. Detroit right now is probably the best team in the NFL.
Texans survived the Colts. Anthony Richardson, 10 for 32 passing. He has been benched today. He did run for 45 yards, but he ran too much because he took himself out being tired. Joe Flacco going to be the starter moving forward for 4-4 in Indianapolis. They are a half game back of playoff contention. Meanwhile, on the winning side, the Texans just haven't quite been right in the passing game. Stephon Diggs, 5 for 81, led them in this game, tore his ACL, out for the rest of the year. Dalton Schultz went for 52. Tank Dell, 4 for 35. Joe Mixon out of the backfield, 4 for 32. Mixon also ran for 100 yards and a touchdown. C.J. Stroud and Houston, 6-2. That defense is good.
Yeah, these two teams play each other close, but Houston's gotten the better of them two times. Opener of the season, and then here most recently. For the Colts, they just made, obviously the big move to bench Anthony Richardson. They're better when Joe Flacco's quarterback. It's more downs. It's more Pittman. It's more everybody else. So the Colts still have a chance, though. They're not dead.
The frontrunner for coach of the year right now, as of this weekend, is Dan Quinn, our own head coach here in the nation's capital. One guy I would say that is every bit as deserving is DQ. Matt LaFleur, who got yet another win with Jordan Love on the sideline. Love, 14 of 22 for 196 with a pick. On the sideline after injury, looks like he avoided a very serious groin injury. Still problematic. Here comes Malik Willis, who they went 2-0 when he was starting. He comes in, goes 4 for 5 off the bench, throws a touchdown pass. Josh Jacobs runs for 127. Willis ran for 23, including a 20-yard carry. And the Packers lead and then get past the Jaguars late, fell behind, came back into the game, 30-27. They win at the horn. Brendan McManus, who Washington cut, has had two games in Green Bay, and he's kicked game-winning field goals at the gun twice.
So these are kind of survival games for Green Bay. They've done that a couple times. It's, you know, you could choose to interpret it one of two ways. It's, hey, they're letting Jacksonville hang around, and that's not that impressive, and it took something pretty big to finally end up putting them away. Or we don't have our best, and we're still going to find a way to win the game. It's either beholder-type stuff for them, but Green Bay's a pretty complete team. They're good.
The Dolphins led 27-18 with 12 minutes to play and Tua back. Looked like they were headed for 3-4. And then they dropped the game. 28-27, a thriller in Arizona. The Cardinals get a touchdown from James Conner with 8.5 to play. And then a Chad Ryland 34-yard game-winning field goal to win the football game as time expired. Kyler Murray, 2 touchdowns, 307 yards. Trey McBride is one of my favorite players in the
Baller.
League. Young tight end, 9 catches, 124 yards. Marvin Harrison Jr., the rookie wideout. Big game for him, 6 for 111 and a score. Arizona handed the ball to James Conner 20 times, just 53 yards. He did have a touchdown. Welcome back, Tua. 234 and a touchdown without a pick. They got Hill going a little bit more, 6 for 72. Still a quiet Jalen Waddle day, 4 for 45. Something's not right in Miami.
I don't know what it is about their offense, right? I've watched a lot of this game, whether via red zone or, you know, kind of flipping around, and you just can't quite figure out why it doesn't look the same, right? All the weapons are there. Devin Achane is blazingly fast. They find a way to get him the ball in space. You still got the ultimate deep threat in Tyreek Hill. Jalen Waddle's a badass who they barely use. You just kind of can't quite figure out what they're doing or why it's not working, but bad loss there. They had Arizona dead to rights.
Speaking of bad losses, the Jets lost to the Patriots.
Gross. Shut it down.
They're both 2-6. Where's the detonator? Blow it up. It's not working. Aaron Rodgers was okay. Threw for 230 and a couple touchdowns, no picks. But okay is not buttering the bread at this point. They lose to New England 25-22. A Ramondre Stevenson one-yard touchdown with 22 seconds left. The difference in the ball game. The Jets were 4-4 last year with Zach Wilson at quarterback. They are 2-6. Aaron Rodgers has the longest streak of consecutive games without throwing for 300 yards. They built the entire organization around him. They have done everything he's asked. They are 2-6. Juxtapose that with the Packers and the spot they're in post Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. Patriots gross. Ramondre Stevenson, 20 carries for 48 yards. That's 2.4 a pop.
Drake May
in the win.
Had a really nice touchdown run. Left this game with a concussion.
Yeah, banged up in this game. So it was Jacoby Brissett out of the bullpen. But I don't have how to say this otherwise. The Jets should be ashamed of themselves. Like, that's so bad.
Falcons, Bucks, Atlanta, big time win. They now have 2 wins over Atlanta, over Tampa, who they're a game up on in the standings. So they'll have the tiebreaker in the NFC South. Looks like a 2-horse race. This was Kirktober. Kirk Cousins in this month just lights it up. Think about his 2 games against Atlanta in the last few weeks. 9 touchdown passes and about 800 yards over 2 games. He threw for 276 and 4 scores. Kyle Pitts had a couple of touchdowns and 91 yards. Darnell Mooney, a touchdown, 86 yards. Bijan Robinson ran for 63. The Falcons hanging 30 on the road in Tampa.
So this is one of those where you'll never be able to predict sports accurately. You go, okay, Tampa Bay, they're without Chris Godwin. They're without Mike Evans. What are they going to do? They'll really struggle on that side of the ball on offense. Wrong. Cade Otton, 81 yards and 2 touchdowns on 9 receptions. Mayfield threw for 330 and 3 touchdowns. It was their defense that couldn't stop anybody. Who knew? That was the group that you figured they'd lean on. They couldn't. Credit to the Falcons for winning that one on the road.
The Saints are terrible. They're 2-6. It's only a matter of time, it feels like, until they make a coaching change.
Yep.
The Chargers beat them 26-8. Justin Herbert threw 2 touchdowns in this game, both to Ladd McConkey, who went for 111 through the air. The rookie from Georgia had 6 catches on 6 targets. J.K. Dobbins, 17 attempts, barely over 3 yards per carry, but he did score a touchdown. Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener, Taysom Hill, all threw passes for the New Orleans Saints in this game.
New Orleans is gross. Remember, they scored 46 a game for 2 weeks, and since then, they've been one of the worst teams in the NFL. That's my summary.
That'll do it. Bills all over the
woodshed.
Seahawks, 31-10. Seattle was great last week in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
They were terrible at home in this game. The Bills might just be really, really good. They can run the ball. James Cook, 111 and 2 scores. They can throw the ball. Josh Allen, 283 and a pair through the air. And Keon Coleman's coming on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw his touchdown catch. It was pretty.
Grown up.
5 for 70 and a sixer for Keon Coleman out of Florida State, the wide receiver they drafted early. They also had a big game from Khalil Shakir, 9 catches, 107 yards. Amari Cooper was 2 targets, 1 catch, 3 yards, kind of a non-factor.
Yeah, they've kind of remade themselves on the fly here. I love it when teams do that, when organizations have to do it. Centered around Josh Allen, they've gone from, we're going to sling it a million times to, we might smack you in the mouth a little bit. James Cook is downhill, a 111 and 2 touchdowns. You referenced it. They're all of a sudden converted to a power team, right? Big, powerful receiver in Coleman. Power running game. Josh Allen is about power, and he still hasn't thrown a pick, I don't think. Maybe he threw his first one in this game. But they are pretty damn good and not getting a lot of attention.
Did you see what Sean Payton had to say about the Panthers? The Broncos beat Carolina 28-14 in Denver. Broncos are 5-3. Panthers are 1-7. After the game, Sean Payton said, when asked about his offense, or his defense, yeah, playing so well, he's like, well, we played a really bad offense. He's like, I told them all week, this is a bad offense. I'm not going to be that excited or not going to go too crazy if we don't allow many points. He said, we should have finished the game better. We had them right where we wanted them. They scored a late touchdown. We should have held them to 7 points. But he made no bones about how bad
candor, yeah,
the Panthers' offense is. I thought this was a really good game for Bo Nix. There's a lot of people chirping about him and if he's any good. He threw for 284 and 3. They made it work. Cortland Sutton had a 28-yard completion in this game. They had a fake punt. Their punter threw a 3-yard pass in this game. They got creative when they needed to. Sutton went for 100 through the air. Nice touchdown pass to Troutman downfield, who made a nice catch for Bo Nix, as good as he's been this year, the rookie quarterback.
Yeah, kind of a no-frills game for Denver, right? You're just so much better than the opponent. You just, you know, do what you have to do and get on the plane. But
they're sneaky okay.
That's
5-3.
Literally what I was about to say. They are sneaky okay. They usually start terrible. Remember last year Washington caught them. They were 0-2, looked terrible. And then they finished kind of in the playoff hunt. They're a weird 5-3 in second place in that division.
Remember, Sean Payton, he wins. I mean, this is a successful guy. And I haven't forgotten, although it doesn't matter anymore, that supposedly one of the ownership groups, don't know which, but maybe it was the Hogs, had reached out to him at one point. Remember he said that
publicly
about possibly coaching in D.C. Here we are now several years later. He's in Denver, and he's doing a good job. The Chiefs beat the Raiders 27-20. I think a lot of people thought this would be some monster blowout for Kansas City. The Raiders had a couple players making fun of Patrick Mahomes with a Mahomes doll at training camp. Mahomes said, we'll handle that when we handle it. I don't know if it got handled or not, if this was the handling it. But he did throw for 260 and a couple of touchdowns. The Chiefs win again by 7 points. They're 7-0. Travis Kelce bounced back.
Mm-hmm.
He's been so quiet for much of this year. 10 grabs for 90 yards, which tells you a lot, too. As long of 25. So otherwise, it was like 9 catches for, you know, less than 70 yards for him in the game. But they did have a touchdown catch by Kelce, touchdown catch by Xavier Worthy. Kareem Hunt has become a bell cow.
There you go.
From not on that team to getting 20 carries a week, he rushed for a touchdown. A
couple of things surprising. I think Kansas City's defense is among the best in the sport. They allowed the Raiders to move the ball and score more than you would have thought in that game. That's number one. And number two, I don't know that Kansas City has that blowout gene in them. You look at their results, New Orleans is playing as poorly as anybody. Kansas City beat them by 13. That's not nothing, but it's also not the 50-5 type that blowout that you think you're getting from them. They just win games very calmly and do what's needed, but I don't know that they have that blowout gene in them. Maybe I'm wrong.
Totally agree with that. Finally, Sunday Night Football, the 49ers all over the Cowboys. Score didn't really indicate it, but it was a 27-10 game going into the fourth quarter. Final 30-24. Dak did the thing he's been doing, where he's not very good much of the game, and then, you know, at the end of the game puts up a bunch of numbers. CeeDee Lamb, 13 for 146 and 2. That is a monster fantasy day.
Oof.
He's individually winning people fantasy games this week. For the winners in San Francisco, Brock Purdy didn't turn the ball over. Week after 3 picks and a loss, no picks. Their rookie running back, Ivan Guarendo, went for 85 and a touchdown. Brock Purdy ran for a score and 56 yards. And on National Tight End Day, have a day, George Kittle, 6 for 128 and a tutty.
It's super fun to go up against both Kittle and CeeDee Lamb in a big money league, which happened to me. But yeah, so whoever, if you play running back in San Francisco, you're probably hurt at this point. So it just shows you what their running game is about: scheme, design, getting people off balance, and finding guys that fit their deal. And Guarendo's just the latest. He'll run for 7 yards a carry next week, probably.